We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year.
Store the cash one more time.
It would be book. B-O-O-K. Text that in right now to 72881. 72881. The keyword to cash this hour is book. B-O-O-K.
Got a random story for you guys. Out of Oklahoma City. Family is offering a $3,000 reward for a lost gold necklace. Apparently, Elizabeth Trujillo said she gave her husband, Sonny, a huge gold rope necklace for their fifth anniversary, which was about 20 years ago. So this is like their 25th.
Right. Okay.
He apparently went out on Friday night and lost it.
Hammered.
And it's a big gold, expensive.
Yeah, and it's got a
rope chain.
And it's got a figure of Jesus, a large figure of Jesus.
Okay.
Can I
as the pendant.
An unrelated question?
Sure. Yes.
Is he a rapper?
No, I don't believe so.
No. Is his name Run? No.
No.
Okay. Just checking.
The problem is he lost it while he was at the strip club.
That happens.
I'm going to ask again. Is he a rapper?
If that isn't a country song, I don't know what is. I lost my Jesus medallion
at the strip club.
At Bazookas.
I know where you can find it. In a thong. Payment for a lap dance.
Oh, Sonny.
Hmm?
Oh, Sonny. Jesus probably wouldn't be all that thrilled with your decision there.
Why wouldn't you just say to your wife, I do not know what I don't know where it went.
Well, I know
misplaced
where it went.
I don't know.
It went into a thong as she was grinding on me. Let me ask the two of you a question. Would you be okay with your husband going to a strip club?
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
You know what's funny? I think women...
Not that Chris Ketz would ever be seen dead in a strip club.
Right.
I think women care less. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Kara. As they get older and they've been married longer.
Mm.
Because I remember when I was really young, 19, 20 years old, dating, that would just throw me into a tizzy. I just thought that was the worst thing you could do.
If Joe had gone to a strip club?
Yeah, just thought, worst transgression ever. And
really?
Now I just think it's silly.
Yeah, I've never cared. Like, it never bothered me because, one,
I guess if you
you're
lied,
not allowed to touch the girls.
Right. But I guess if you lied about going, that would kind of bother me. Lying, I'd be like,
yes.
Why are you lying about it?
But, Kara, he is allowed to store the image into his bank.
Well,
yeah.
There's a lot of images in there, I'm sure, that I'm never going to have access to, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I don't care. As long as it doesn't mean he's touching anybody else, he can window shop as much as he wants.
Yeah.
So you can look at the menu, but
you
just stay on the
it.
Diet.
Yeah. You touch it, there's a problem.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not probably tell my significant other I lost a $2,500 gold Jesus at Bonita Flats.
Yeah, I would have lied about where I lost
probably it. Probably would have made something up about
that. The funny part is, this woman's like, we just want the necklace back. Like, I will, if you pawned it, I'll give you the money for it. I really just want this necklace. I don't, what does this necklace mean to her?
Right?
I don't think he
apparently
really
not,
cares as much as she
not
does.
Not the same that it means to him.
Yeah.
He was willing to pony it up for a lap dance.
All right, it is 3:11.
Okay.
Do we know the identity of Naked ATV guy?
I will
Come
let you know.
On, Kansas City! What are we waiting for? Is he in witness protection?
Why are you so concerned?
I have to know.
Nick?
I have to. Well, don't say that out loud. We don't know that.
Well, where are we getting
no
this information?
Do not say that out loud.
We're getting it from your husband.
I am not saying it until I see it. No way am I saying a name when we don't know. Because we know what happens when we do that.
Well, some of us get sued for $1 million.
I'm just saying, we have never done that, and we are not starting today.
Apparently your husband knows the name.
Nope.
Okay.
I just Googled it. I did not get results, and I'm not saying it till I know.
No, it says Potsy Ketz. Sit
down. No, no, we're not even discussing this. This is why we didn't say the name.
It says possible,
out,
in air quotes,
out.
ATV guy. Uh-uh. Uh-uh.
That is how you get sued for $1 million.
Journalism 101. When possible is in air quotes, you don't report it.
Good God.
Okay? When the word possible is in air quotes, can't go to air with that. Okay. All right. Now get out. Get out. Get out! Poor Katz. He's like, I'm leaving. Leave me alone.
You big mean. When you told him to sit down, and then you're like, get out!
Well, when then I saw the word possible. I'm like, well.
Well, that's why when he typed it up there, I go, you are not about to say that name.
Somebody on the text line says it's Meffy McMetherson.
Now that's the name. Come on, Methy McMetherson.
I mean, seriously.
Wouldn't it be funny if police said, a.k.a. Methy McMetherson?
That would be amazing.
I would die laughing.
What prompts one to strip off their clothes? And not that yesterday wasn't a nice day. It was a nice day.
It wasn't that nice.
It wasn't that warm.
It wasn't that warm. I don't know that it's ever that warm.
Well, that's true.
This dude is butt-ass naked. Holy. There's like seven more getting on the highway. He's getting ready to pass us. Dude is naked. Only in Kansas City.
Yep, that's one of ours.
He missed a gear. Hold on, I'm getting out of these cops' way.
I will tell you this. I have seen no fewer than three names on the text line today, and the fourth name just put in the box that almost got us sued. I have seen no fewer than four different names for ATV naked guy.
Mm.
I just want to know. Let's maybe take a bet right now. How old?
Ooh.
35.
I'm going older. I'm going 41.
Are you serious? You think he's an older dude?
I based
You're going
on...
accomplished meth head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope, I'm going 28. There is no way you pull that off in your 30s. No, that is such a 20s thing to do.
I think meth doesn't discriminate.
Yeah, that's there's
right.
There's no age limit.
That's right.
True.
There's no age limit. And I think you're crazy. I think he's at least in his 30s.
Really?
I'm going 35.
All right. Yeah. I'm going 28.
All right, so wait. Let's write
it down.
I need a pen.
I'm very competitive. I want to win this.
Give me a pen.
It's the ATV Meth Challenge, and I'm going... 28.
All right. So hey, hang on. Here we go. Parks. Let's I'm going 35.
Okay, let's ask Travis.
Travis. Okay, I'm going 35. Dana, you're going 28.
Yeah. And it's the closest without going over.
Oh, whoa.
So Price is Right rules?
Yeah, the Price is Right rules.
Okay. Rod, what are you going with?
I'm gonna say, would you say 35?
Don't do 36. That's a total D-bag move.
Okay, I'll go 38.
Okay.
So you're
suck it!
You're giving me a three-year window?
Suck it!
You know, there's always that one person on The Price is Right about once a year where the guy's like, okay, I'm going to go $14.99. And then the next guy's like,
$15.
$14.98. And everyone's like, what?
Wait, why did you do that?
You gave yourself a penny window.
Why did you just do that?
Kara Markser.
41.
41.
I think he looks older.
All right, Travis, we've got 35. You have to get it closest without going over. 35, 28, 38, 41.
And this is for the naked man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go one. I'll go 32.
Ooh, you're only giving yourself a three-year window there, partner.
That's all right.
Oh, because the next person is 35.
Let me give this again. 35, 28. 38
or
41.
That's such a jerk move, and you know it. From the text line, I say 32, but in meth years, 68.
I'll go 30. I'm going 30.
30. Okay. Yeah, so you're giving 30. Dana a two-year window.
Yep.
All right. Can we please get Darren Snap on the phone and find out who this man is and how old he is?
Did you see someone tried to sell the ATV on the man cave swap and shop
I
site last night.
I saw that post.
Can we say that word? I don't think we can.
It's funny.
It said for sale, and then there's a picture of the naked guy. It says used.
Oh yeah.
ATV.
Yeah, I saw this.
We can't say that word.
Read it. Let me.
No
see
way
it.
Am I saying that word. Travis has it because I texted
hang
him last night.
Off the air, real quick. You can say.
No, we cannot.
Teabagged ATV.
Gently used. It says, need to sell quickly to pay some legal bills.
So somebody actually tweeted out saying, well, the naked man they're chasing actually just went through my yard and drove his ATV through there. And the Kansas City police tweeted out, well, it is a beautiful day out.
You leave Methy McBath Salts alone.
Just let the man have fun. That's what I'm
no,
saying.
No, he was driving the wrong way down the highway.
I mean,
it would have been funny if he wasn't driving the wrong way down the highway.
I don't think he's going to kill anybody.
He was just being free.
That thing goes 95. I disagree. I think he could have killed somebody. It's only funny because no one got hurt.
I don't think an ATV goes.
I kind of wish he had American flag as yelling freedom.
No,
the whole time.
No.
Freedom!
A Confederate flag screaming, the South will rise again.
Oh, it's rising.
There was something on that ATV that wasn't rising. Tell you that right now. We got breaking news. Who played the over-under game on this cat? His name, by the way, is Jonathan Menth. Take out the N, and I think you got it figured out. Maybe or maybe not, allegedly. We were trying to figure out his age. The guy who drove naked down 435 yesterday in an ATV.
This literally came in my email the second I walked back out to my desk.
We played the over-under game on his age. Closest without going over, Parks, 35. Dana, 28. Rod, 38. Kara, 41. Travis, 30. Jonathan Menth is?
27 years old.
Oh, come on! Mm. When's his birthday? Was it a leap year?
It's in May. You missed him by
why would it have
much
mattered if it was a...
closest
without going over.
I was closest. I just went over.
You missed by 3 months.
Dadgummit.
I thought about taking it back and going with one.
He's got a special condition on his bond.
You can't drive an ATV?
Nope. He's not allowed to go out in public unless he's fully dressed.
Is that what it says?
It really says that. $50,000 bond with a special condition that if posted, the defendant not go out in public unless fully dressed.
Okay, now just follow me here. Why? I need to know why. Why did he do this?
Why did he do this?
Yes, why?
Well, let's see. I'm reading the probable cause here.
I'm going to go ahead and guess he was under the influence of something.
Menth stated he was high and was just trying to get away from guy by the name of Jeffrey, who is holding him captive.
Mm. Hi, Jeffrey holding captive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He said he went with Jeffrey to the Sprint store in Liberty. Mm-hmm. And according to the probable cause, Jeffrey went inside, so he just jumped over and tried to drive back home.
Where did his clothes go?
He got lost driving home, and as okay he was trying to find his way home, mm-hmm, he almost hit a car. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he avoided the car that hit something, and the tire fell off. Mm-hmm. And that's when the cop came, but he was scared, and the drugs had him to where he could not stop for nobody.
Okay, I still am missing. he was clothed when it started and naked when they caught him.
Yeah, he said he jumped out of the car and ran and kept on running and thought he was getting away. He jumped a fence, ran through a yard by a house.
Mm-hmm. Does it say where Mr. In a shed. Menth is from?
Excelsior Springs.
Excelsior Springs.
I only ask because there is someone by that name from Excelsior Springs on Facebook. And I looked him up. There's nothing of any import.
He found the ATV in the shed, and he was trying to cut through the woods on the four-wheeler to get back to Excelsior.
Interesting.
Still no idea why he was naked.
This dude is butt-ass naked. Mm-hmm. Holy. There's like seven more getting on the highway. He's getting ready to pass us. Dude is naked as
Only in Kansas City.
Yeah, only in Kansas City.
Prosecutor, probable cause says he said he thought it was like playing a little game going on, and he was flying, and he saw the police on the other side of the highway, and he was flipping and could not stop, and there was no stopping in him.
Sprint store, high, Jeffrey holding him captive. He's 27 years old. I'm not even mad. I'm kind of impressed.
Still not how he's naked, though.
He did post on his Facebook page, share this if you love God, and in 120 seconds, he will do you a favor.
Newsroom, Karen Marks.
Happening now on KMBZ. We're going to take a look at what's going on in Washington. Just a minute.
Hey, folks, spring will be here before you know it. It is time to start thinking about your deck, your driveway, and your garage floor. Seal Once KC is here to permanently protect and beautify those areas. Their experienced team will clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with their clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. Can you imagine the cost of replacing your deck, your driveway, or patio? Seal Once KC eliminates those worries. Seal Once KC offers a 25-year warranty against deterioration. And how about those cracked and stained garage or basement floors? Seal Once KC has you covered with the permanent polymer decorative coating. It is an easy-to-clean, non-slip texture in a variety of awesome colors. We'll definitely bring that wow factor to your home. Call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call, receive a 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you can seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com, call 816-942-3927 today.
3:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The president saying he still supports tougher background checks and other rules on guns, but he has not mentioned raising the minimum age for rifle purchases after the NRA said it was against that. ABC's Andy Field has details.
Right after the Florida shooting, the president said,
"We're going to work on getting the age up to 21 instead of 18.
But the NRA said it wouldn't support a higher gun buying age limit, and the president has not mentioned it since. Sarah Sanders says they're now talking about how to make it happen.
The president's still supportive of the concept.
He will need a Republican Congress to defy the NRA to do that. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach says he wants the NRA to bring its annual convention to the Sunflower State. Kobach on Twitter wrote, "Kansas is the most pro-gun state in America." This comes after a city councilman in Dallas asked the NRA to find a new location for their annual convention in the wake of the Parkland, Florida shooting. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Our weather looks good for this afternoon. We'll be in the low 60s and skies will be sunny. Clear tonight down to about 40, a little bit warmer tomorrow, and it will be gusty. Wind up to 25 miles per hour, high temperature 62 and mostly sunny. Things change on Tuesday night, down to 45, and we've got a pretty good chance of showers and drizzle. For Wednesday, some light rain or drizzle, then showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and upper 50s. This is staff meteorologist Steve Hamilton, KMBZ Weather.
61 at KCI, 61 in Liberty. It is 61 at your official weather station. I'm Kara Markser. Stay connected with News 98.1 KMBZ and KMBZ.com.
Look into my eyes. Your next keyword to cash coming your way at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Your chance at $1,000 in this national contest with the keyword to cash, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Story here from the Kansas City Star from Sam McDowell. On a Friday last November, the DeSoto football team built a 10-point lead in the first half of a playoff game, and the reaction from players, from their fans, resembled the closing seconds of a championship. The sidelines felt like they were abuzz. And then the powerhouse showed up. Bishop Miege reeled off four straight touchdowns, cruised to a 32-point win, and 8 days later won its fourth straight state football title. DeSoto finished its season 10-2. After having rolled through the Frontier League unblemished and virtually unchallenged, its two losses, each of them blowouts, supplied by Bishop Miege, a private school in Roland Park that continues to swallow opponents of all shapes and sizes. Enough, say some leaders. At some point, says DeSoto Superintendent Frank Harwood, it starts to seem a little bit unfair. The effort to alter the playing field between public schools like DeSoto and private schools like Bishop Miege, a long-standing fight that has reached the Kansas State Legislature each of the last 2 years, is brewing to the surface once more. Superintendents from the Frontier and Call Valley Leagues have banded together to urge the Kansas State High School Activities Association to modify the way it classifies private schools like Bishop Miege.
Gonna make them play against each other, are we?
We want our teams to dream, said Lewisburg Superintendent Brian Bierman, who is spearheading the efforts. They can't even dream anymore because of our current structure. They start the season knowing that they will never, ever win a state championship because of teams like Bishop Miege. And I would have to agree.
Oh.
The Catholic schools, like Bishop, have an unfair advantage. They can recruit. They can offer scholarships.
Yeah, they can cherry pick from anywhere they want.
That's exactly right.
But you know what? So could Rockhurst a few years ago. They're no longer the perennial powerhouse they were.
The Catholic schools should have to play in their own league.
How many are there?
I don't know. There's plenty, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, look at Topeka. There's Hayden.
Hayden is a private school?
Hayden High School. Okay. That's it. If you're Catholic, that's it.
Then you get to play against, Immaculata closed in Leavenworth, but until recently was a private school. You would have to play against the Bishop Miege and the Hayden and the Rockhurst. It is an unfair advantage for the private schools to play in the same league as the public schools. Because take, for example, DeSoto, all right? DeSoto High School, which, by the way, is begging. I know this because we live in the DeSoto district. DeSoto High School is begging people who would be within the boundaries of Mill Valley to attend DeSoto.
Oh, I bet.
Sarah has been almost lobbied to attend DeSoto High School.
Come on over here. Play soccer over here.
She doesn't want to. She wants to stay where she is.
Mm-hmm.
But I know several of her friends have gone to DeSoto to play sports or whatever.
Well, the dirty little secret is this, Scott. For the public schools to act like they're not under the table recruiting in some form or fashion is a joke. We've talked about this on this program. We had Binkley come in and talk about it, where they'll say, oh, you live within the district, but you're really in the boundary of Shawnee Mission East. Would you like to go to North? I don't know. Maybe we say you have educational needs that are better served at the North Campus. That crap goes on all the time. For the public schools to be throwing this stone makes me laugh out loud. The only thing they can't do is pay these kids to move, which, I mean, by offering a full ride scholarship.
They're not paying them, but they're giving them a free ride, yes. And a very good education.
Correct. And what parent wouldn't want smaller class size, private school?
Wrapping of knuckles.
Of course you would want that.
Yes.
I'm just saying the public schools do it too. They just do it in a different way.
But should the Catholic schools not have to play within their own league? Wouldn't that just seem fair? You don't get to basically cherry pick your own players if you're a public school. Now, Binkley would come in here and would argue, well, they do to an extent, but certainly not the way that the Catholic schools do. Bishop Miege is a perennial powerhouse because they can afford, because of tuition, to pay for the best coaches in the city. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Read that, Tim Grunhard.
Yeah.
Okay? And Tim's a friend. Tim's a personal friend. And he's a great coach. There's a reason Tim Grunhard coaches at Bishop Miege, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, but
I know he had left for KU for a while, but I think he came back to Bishop.
We pay our coaches handsomely at the big football schools.
If they win.
Regardless. Yes, if they win. I still think they make
pretty good money. I don't think the head football coach at Shawnee Mission North is making a fortune.
Okay.
You know why?
I don't know.
They don't win. You know why? There aren't a lot of good football players that live in Shawnee Mission North's district boundaries. But if you coach at Bishop Miege, you can go into any home in the city and say, hey, kid, you're pretty good.
Not just the city, Scott. The entire metropolitan region.
You're pretty good.
You can pick from a city of 2 million, basically.
Do you want to play at the Division I college level? Do you want to find yourself on TV on a Friday night here in Kansas City? I can make that happen for you. I can make sure that you are seen by some of the top talent scouts in the country. You're not going to get that at Shawnee Mission North, kid. But you're going to get it if you'll just move about 2 miles to the east to Roland Park and go to Bishop Miege. I'll take care of you.
From the text line, I cannot believe my ears, Parks. Tell these bums to practice harder and play better and stop whining.
Well, and I would agree more often than not if we're talking about an even playing field. If this was if we were only discussing public schools.
Ah. Someone just wrote in, make all of the private schools play 6A.
All right.
Now you're talking.
Because Bishop Miege, if I'm not mistaken, let me look it up here. I think they play 4A.
They play 4A. Completely unfair. Because then the schools that they're playing against, I'll give them that. The public schools they're playing against are drawing from a much smaller student body from those neighborhoods.
Right.
I agree. Make them play 6A. Let me ask you this. Would Bishop Miege...
Let me look up what 4A is in Kansas, because when I played football at Lansing, we were 4A. So if Bishop Miege is playing against the Lansings and the Bonner Springs, that's not fair.
Would Bishop Miege have beaten a Blue Valley North in that state title game? How good are they? I don't know.
They're good.
Are they 6A good?
I don't know. Hang on. Kansas 4A football schools.
I think it's a better idea to make the Catholic high schools play up to 6A than it is to say Catholic high schools just play each other.
Okay.
There aren't enough of them.
Here are your 4A top 10
from
last season. All right. Number one, Bishop Miege. Number two, DeSoto.
Okay.
Number three, Andale. Never heard of it. McPherson. Labette County. Bueller. Mays South in Wichita. Tonganoxie is a 4A school. Fort Scott and Paola. That's your top 10. Baser Linwood is in there. Let me see who else is in here. Piper is considered a 4A school. Spring Hill. Eudora. You're going to have Bishop Miege play Eudora? That's not fair. I mean, come on.
Let me ask you this. Can the private schools also farm from the other side of state line? Or can they only farm?
That I don't know.
Because someone just wrote in, you have to allow the private schools to compete only if all of the members on their roster are from the state which they are competing in. You have kids from Missouri competing for Kansas titles, vice versa. Is that true?
Blue Valley North is a 5A. Blue Valley is a 5A. Lawrence Free State is a 5A. Shawnee Mission East is a 5A.
Who's 6A then?
I'll look it up right now. It's going to be your Leavenworths, your big cities that have only one high school, probably.
Somebody just wrote on Twitter, Miege already beat Blue Valley North. How is that possible if they're in a different...
Off-season. Or not in conference.
Okay. I don't think you can say, honestly, that the Catholic schools can only play each other. There aren't enough of them, Scott. There's just not. I mean, I guess you'd...
Lawrence, Olathe North, these are your 6A schools. Topeka, Garden City, Blue Valley North is considered 6A.
That's what I thought. When you said 5, I was like, what?
Yeah, I misspoke. I mean, it's your perennial powerhouses. Lawrence, Olathe North, Olathe South, Blue Valley North, Olathe East. These are your 6A schools. 576-7798, Dana Wright, Rod Babcock. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, if you are looking for a great date night, a great place to take, maybe your mom and dad are coming into town, make your reservation at Jasper's. I just had a dear friend of mine say, hey, my wife's birthday is coming up. We've got 8-10 people. Can you help me with Jasper? Should I call? Should I get a private room? I said, absolutely. They have a couple of those private back rooms for larger parties, and you will love the intimacy in that experience, as well just as the service and the food are always just fantastic. You know that. Let Jasper cook for your party, whether it's a birthday celebration, you just want to take somebody out because you love them and you want a nice night out. Call ahead for a reservation, not required, but certainly suggested, especially as we get busier heading into the spring and summer months. 816-941-6600 for your reservation. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com.
I'm only happy when it rains.
That's 7-6-7-7-9.
Look, I don't want to steal Mark's thunder on line 3, but it just occurred to me what he's about to say. There's a reason. There really is a reason you cannot tell all of the private schools, okay, you guys only compete against private versus private, public versus public. And he's about to say it, and okay. He's right.
All right. Mark in Weston. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hi,
go ahead.
Well, I started to hear Dana talk about stealing my thunder. So you've got, my nephew grew up in a town of less than 800 people in western Kansas. For state championship basketball, they ended up playing Bishop Seabury from Lawrence. In a year that Bishop Seabury had been forced to forfeit a bunch of their games because they had played ineligible players, and they were still allowed to play in the postseason. When you start talking about kids from the metro area, and I include Lawrence in the metro area because it is, going and playing against kids who actually have to work, it's absolutely positively unfair. If they want to let the church schools or the private schools play in league and not be eligible for postseason action, that's fine. They can have everyone play in the league, and then they can let all of the private schools play each other for a state championship for the private schools.
Yeah, listen to the numbers. Thank you for the call, Mark. There are only 27 private schools that compete in KSH SAA sanctioned athletics. 27 schools, okay?
Private.
You want to know the difference in their enrollment? Some of those schools have more than 1,100 kids. That's going to be your Bishop Miege.
Okay.
Some of the high schools have fewer than 100 kids. And so if you separate out the private school championship,
well,
it's going to be one or two powerhouse Kansas City area schools versus the tiny little St. Anne's the world.
And that's legitimate. Okay. So let's backtrack just a moment.
It'd be even more lopsided.
Let's look at it from a case-by-case basis, which I know is shocking that we would have to say something like that.
Right.
But keep in mind, great point, Texter. The Relafords went to Bishop Miege. Travis Relaford, who went on to play at KU.
Yes.
I mean, they have an unfair advantage to draw kids away from schools where they would otherwise play to play for them. Somebody asks, is Tim Grunhard still coaching there? Yes. He was the head coach there for 6 years, went to coach the offensive line at KU, left in 2013, and is now the offensive line coach at Bishop Miege now, where he used to be the head coach. Came back to be closer to his family. I'm not saying that Tim Grunhard is almost notwithstanding, although it is important. And here's why. And again, let me preface this. Tim is a friend of mine. However, if I'm recruiting a player to come play at Bishop Miege, and he's a good offensive lineman, but I think he could be great, What's my sales pitch going to be?
We always win.
Not only that, you will be coached by Tim Grunhard,
right,
who
right.
used to play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Sure.
You're not going to be coached by Bob Smith,
right.
who's also
the assistant principal.
Or the history teacher.
Yeah, right, right.
You're going to be coached by one of the great Kansas City football players of all time, Tim Grunhard,
sure.
if you take our scholarship.
Listen to this. It's not just football. Listen to this. Miege's success is tough for anyone to ignore. They have won 98 state championships. This is just one school. 98 state championships. They are the reigning state championship in football.
Basketball.
Girls basketball. Boys basketball. Boys soccer. Girls soccer. And girls swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Five of those six programs have won at least the past two state titles.
Yep.
It's not just football. They're farming for all sports from all over the metropolitan area.
And they're getting, and to their credit, they're getting the best of the best. But it what they're doing is they're farming from Shawnee Mission East. They're farming from DeSoto, Blue Valley North, Shawnee Mission West, putting those schools at an unfair disadvantage. Because they can promise you the top coaches, mm-hmm. a better education, a free education, and parents are going,
right.
okay, sounds good to me.
During a 10-year period from 2005 to 2014, private schools accounted for about 7% of high schools in Kansas, 7%. They won almost 32% of the state's championships.
Okay.
It's lopsided.
Of course it is. 576-7798 to the newsroom at Caremark.
Happening now on KMBZ. Charges now filed against the naked ATV guy. We'll have more next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.